you take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI. 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, so we go right back into your phone calls. Again, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Ladies first, we'll start things out with Isabella in Texas. Isabella, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Isabella. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I want to talk about a website called The Question Club, where there's kind of a debate going on about whether or not to burn the Constitution. But really, while I've been waiting, I thought about something else. Two big participants in that fight, they're kind of my e-friends, Yava and Kay Hendricks. I really want to hook them up, and I had I wanted to know what you guys thought about libertarian dating.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, like, what do you think would be the best way to get two people together who are inherently really selfish?
Well, okay. Well, do they live close by to one another?
Yeah, as far as I know, they're both in Texas.
Well, isn't everybody selfish?
I guess to some extent, but I mean, really, you kind of need to check it out. It's
right,
I don't know. I just wanted to know what your feelings on that were.
Well, wait. What do I wait? I need to check out the Question Club or a different website. I'm confused. I'm a little confused. Please help.
Well, I just, that's originally why I started talking to you guys,
okay.
Was because of this debate that, Kay Hendricks started about,
Yeah, I have my Google search for Free Talk Live pops up with whatever comes up in the top 20 hits or whatever on Google with Free Talk Live in it, and I saw the Question Club thing come up, and when I clicked on the link, I didn't find the discussion, so I wasn't really sure what that was all about. So there was a discussion on the Question Club website. That's what led you to Free Talk Live, and then you wanted to ask us about your two friends that you know through the website that you think should get together on a dating basis. Am I following you correctly?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so the question is how to get them together?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's have them trade pictures and see if, you know, sparks fly.
Right. Tell the guy, give me your picture and your telephone number. I'm going to give it to the girl. And then tell the girl, give me your picture and telephone number. I'm going to give it to the guy. And we'll see where that goes. And then after that initial sort of, introduction, there's not really much you can do. You know, sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. And it's just hard to say. Life's full of chance. I do think it's good for libertarians to date because it can be difficult to be in a relationship with somebody who has significantly different values,
mm-hmm.
and you know that can be problematic inside of a dating relationship to have somebody who has different
Wayne
values.
Nodding.
Well, that's good. I mean, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't totally off base there, thinking that it would be a good match.
It couldn't hurt. It's my understanding there are some libertarian dating websites out there. What's one of them? Libertarian Passions,
I think, is
one of them.
I don't know if it's terribly active.
I don't know how active it is.
Are you serious? There's actual dating sites for this?
There is.
There are dating sites for everything. You want to date an amputee?
And I can tell you, there are. If you move up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and you are a liberty-minded female, you will have the liberty guys. I mean,
yeah.
There are so many lonely libertarian guys up here in New Hampshire. You can get whichever one you want, pretty much.
Oh, my God, you're kidding. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind.
All right, Isabella. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's pretty much it.
Oh, hey, if you are brand new to the show, you need to take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a chance. We haven't had a Shrine submission in a little while, so if you'd like to get up there, we would love to have you. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We continue and talk to Rhonda, listening in Canada. Rhonda, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Just super, Rhonda. What's on your mind?
Not much. I'm actually from the same website that Isabella was calling from. And I was just really curious about your radio program, just because in Canada, we don't really, well, I'm not aware of any radio shows exactly like this. And
there aren't very many shows like this anywhere on the radio. In fact, I don't know of any of them.
Yeah, I can't really think of another radio show that has like 50% commercials.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know if that's true at all. Actually, point of fact,
kinda
it's
like,
more like
a quarter.
No, it's even, well, it's 20 minutes per hour. So, yeah, probably a quarter. Yeah, probably 20 minutes minus 5 minutes of news. So, yeah, it's probably at 25%.
Wow, that's incredible.
Well, hey, the bills have to get paid somehow. I mean, the satellite time is not cheap, let me tell you. In this day of the Internet age, we could do an Internet-only show and then have virtually no overhead. And well, in fact, if you download the podcast of the show, then the ratio changes, right, Mark?
Right.
I would say right now we got a two-hour-long podcast with, 2 minutes worth, so like 1% in the podcast?
Yeah, if you listen live, you sit through the commercials. If you listen on podcast, you really don't.
Yep. So there's different ways to listen.
How much does it cost to like fund this program? Can I ask? Is that too personal?
Does it cost to buy ads, you mean?
Well, I mean, it doesn't cost to buy ads, but like to run the satellite time or to just run the show in general, how much? Like,
well,
are you guys doing this?
There are two factors.
Volunteer,
there are two factors. We work with the show. We work with our network, the Genesis Communications Network. Now, for them to put their network up on the satellite, it's going to cost them several thousand dollars per month, and they have several satellite channels. But for just one channel, and to hire the board operators in there that they need to have 24/7, and all of the equipment and everything. I mean, you're probably looking at least, you know, 15, 20 grand a month or something like that. I'm not running that side of the operation, so I don't know exactly what it is that they're spending. And that would just be, again, for one channel, and they're doing four.
Are you guys volunteer or what?
No, we get paid for our, we get paid through some of the advertising on the show. Genesis and the, you know.
Genesis does not pay us.
Yeah, Genesis doesn't pay us. They give us a certain amount of ads to sell, and then I, during the day, sell those ads to advertisers, and we get paid that way.
And you're selling those ads at very affordable rates, by the
way.
Those who are interested should email Mark at sales@freetalklive.com.
Oh, I'm not interested, but thank you. I'm just curious how you go about finding the ads, too, because I noticed
question.
You had one for pepperspray.com.
That's one of those funny things, is that because everybody's got their hand in the advertising pie here, the local stations have it, the Genesis, they have, they of course sell some, and then Free Talk Live sells some, and the Pepper Spray one is not ours.
But how do you go about finding the ads? Still, is a good question to answer, Mark. How do you do that?
One of the ways, people write in and want to buy ads. I listen to
those are the easy ones, but it's
yes.
You have to go out and look for them too, because you can't expect people to write you and say, "Oh, please let me buy your advertising." You have to put it out there.
That much is true.
Okay.
Although sometimes they're the best ones.
So how do you do that?
I listen to other radio shows, listen to products that I think would be a good match. Sometimes if they're advertising other places, I kind of look around, but mostly it's other radio shows.
So you went looking for the ads that were kind of directed at weight loss and the pepper spray and self-defense and those things, like those were, you think those are what your viewers are interested in?
Well, you can view the radio if you want, but they're listeners. And as I said, the pepper spray one is not one of ours, so I didn't go after them. I don't listen to the commercials during the break. Generally, I take my headphones off, so I don't know anything about the weight loss one. I can assure you that the weight loss one is not ours, also because we currently don't have a weight loss product on.
But you have in the past.
We have in the past, and I still recommend it because it really worked for me, and it was Dexy 20. I'm trying to get them back on. The bad economy. I mean, they're not so
everybody's got an excuse.
Yeah, everybody's got
and you kept the weight off too, Mark.
No, I haven't.
Are you looking good, Mark?
I am a beautiful man.
He's on the webcam. You can see him over at cam.freetalklive.com.
I say this in a hetero way, though. Mark is hot. He is hot. You'd like him, but he's married.
Well, now you're going to have to send a picture in for the Shrine of Female Listeners now that you're asking questions about what Mark looks like, see?
Oh, you're married?
Can you do that?
He
is married.
I am married.
He's married. And
isn't
so is Wayne.
So
I mean, does that somehow go against your libertarian views to be married?
Some might say so, but I traded the 30 pieces of silver back several years ago because my wife was working for the state at the time, and I traded in, for the opportunity to get, basically free surgery. I had a nose problem, and I knew that I didn't want to pay the several thousand dollars in order to get my deviated septum fixed, and so if I married her, we could use the state insurance to do so, and I did.
Hey, Rhonda, it's been a great first call. Call us again sometime. We appreciate hearing from
you
tonight. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the show. It is why we call it Free Talk Live. Yeah, I got a biting call there.
She was putting us on the ropes.
She's
trying.
A sharp cookie. 800-259-9231. Hopefully we'll hear from her.
Slide, moving and grooving.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Call still loaded up. If you're on the line, we will get to you. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Anything toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Martin.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free. That's freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you click, you download, they're yours right there on the front page of the website. Totally free at freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. What if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So I was digging around, doing a little more digging this time on the Question Club, now that we've had a couple calls from visitors, or users rather, of that particular website. And I had, as I said before, I'd gotten the Google update email about Free Talk Live this morning, and I clicked on the Question Club, and it's essentially a blog site. It's actually not, it doesn't have its own URL. It's another blog, basically, at the LiveJournal website. And so you'll pretty much have to Google the Question Club to find it. But once you find it, there are all kinds of things. They encourage you to ask questions about anything, and people will
give
you answers.
There is thequestionclub.com.
Is there? Okay.
Maybe atmosphere, food, entertainment.
Does that forward you to a LiveJournal?
No.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Maybe they're both interconnected. I've only had a commercial break to really look into this at this point, and which is one of the other reasons it's nice to have commercial breaks during a live radio show, so you can go to the bathroom, and because they were asking about our commercials on the show and how the business works.
They're rating us for having too many. Apparently,
it wasn't for radio. Well, these are probably people that are used to listening to internet radio, right? They live in the internet world where things are a little less commercialable, if that's a word.
I don't know. I can tell you that if it was good radio there on the interwebs, it would be on regular radio, too.
Yeah, maybe. That would depend on how interested program directors and regular radio stations are at looking at internet shows, which I think they should be. I think program directors around the country should be looking to internet podcasts and streams to find content for their radio stations, but I don't know how many of them are innovative enough in that way. So anyway, I was looking into the Question Club and went to their website, and I did finally find one of the threads about Free Talk Live. And so many of them are listening now, and so hello to our brand new listeners tonight. And so it seems like they're testing the waters, so to speak. You know, when we say
how
it's Free
easily
Talk
can
Live,
we get on?
Well, it is easy to get on.
It
first of all,
is.
When you call in, and one of them claimed they were hung up on by the phone screener, and our phone screeners are not supposed to be doing that. So I don't know if that's a true claim or not.
Well, it could be. There's always problems in answering phones and things like that. I don't know. I mean, if you use foul language with the phone screener, you might very well get hung up on.
There's a very real possibility.
Because then it's likely you'll use foul language on the air, and we don't need that.
Well, yeah, we do still have radio stations, and we have to protect them, and so, we've got the dump machine capability and all.
Let's talk about prank calls.
We love good prank calls.
Please, prank us.
Well, call about anything, too. It seems like they're testing the waters to see if they...
No dirty words, because then you get dumped and your call didn't get on, and sorry.
Yeah, then you wasted all your time.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say them, but we're going to dump you, and then you've completely wasted all of your time. So we don't want you to waste your time. But you can call the show about anything, and so I think that's some of them are testing that tonight to see if it's really true. And it really is. So whatever's on your mind goes, if you dial in, 800-259-9231. So we continue. Oh, Bordoff is saying that the phones were loaded, so they might not have gotten to him. He's supposedly screening everybody through the screening process. His name, where you calling from, and in one word or so, what do you want to talk about? It's not one of those detailed, tell us everything about your life, your grandmother's diaper size, all of that stuff. That's what you get on most talk shows. That doesn't happen here. So let's continue and talk to Melissa in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Melissa.
I'm Melissa, by the way.
You are.
And I'm also from the Question Club.
Melissa, right. Melissa or Alyssa?
Yes.
Wait,
no,
which one
can be both?
Alyssa.
A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Gotcha.
Alyssa, question for you before you get to the point of your call. Is the Question Club... Now, talk radio historically has been a kind of a male media. Males are tending to be the listeners of and the hosts of talk radio shows. And on Free Talk Live, we have a ladies-come-first phone policy because we want to encourage more ladies to be participating in the show if they are listening. Now, we've had three calls from the Question Club users tonight, and three of three have been female callers. Is the Question Club a website targeted at females, or is it just total coincidence that three of the callers happen to be females from there?
Oh, no, not at all. There's a lot of guys on there, and they're really nice. The Question Club is marketed towards people on LiveJournal that are really bored.
Gotcha. All right, Alyssa, how can we help you tonight? What's on your mind?
Well, your ad about pepperspray.com had me thinking about dog spray and how it's legal for post office people to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what your stances are on animal cruelty, since there was a thread not so long ago talking about someone who was ecstatic about her dog being put down. So
She was, ecstatic about it? She was upset?
Well, she was excited.
She thought it was good?
Yes.
Why did she think it was good?
I don't know, because the dog was a pain in the butt, I guess.
Wow, that seems pretty cruel to me. I assume that this is a young girl whose parents put down the dog, and she just didn't like the dog.
I hope so. I don't hope so, but...
Gandhi said something to the effect that you can judge a nation by how it treats its animals, and I think that that's true with people, too, and you can judge people by how they treat animals.
I love my animals. I've got two kitties. In fact, Mr. Ravage is probably lurking around here somewhere, and Mark, you've got a couple animals, and Wayne, I think you've got a handful of them, right?
Don't even ask.
So, does that answer your question? Well, I mean, we love animals.
What do we think about animal cruelty? It depends on what you mean by cruelty. I have animals that I love very much, and I loved very much eating some animals for lunch today.
Ooh. What do you think? Well, first off, what do you think about vegetarians? And second off, what animals do you have?
Okay, I'll start because I've got three dogs, I've got two rabbits, and a guinea pig. My kids have a lot of that stuff, and. Personally, I don't judge people who are vegetarians. I think vegetarianism can be very healthy. However, a lot of vegetarians I know do not get all the nutrients they need and end up being very gaunt and unhealthy because I think most people, especially if you're of Western European descent, need a little bit of meat in your diet. Maybe not cruelly raised meat. Maybe you need, but you need a little bit every so often, especially if you crave it. And I find a lot of people, former vegetarians, have said the same thing. And then,
I crave cake. Do I need cake in my diet?
No. I wouldn't say you need cake, but there's a lot of nutrients in meat that most people do need in small amounts. I think people overeat meat, and therefore it's overproduced. But getting back to cruelty, I'm very much against cruelty to animals. My dogs are like members of my family. They're in the house with us. They go in the car with us. I mean, we love them. They're like our kids. And I don't think that cruelty to animals necessarily, I don't think we have to pass all these new laws against it. I think it's common sense that you're not cruel to animals.
Well, I think they should be ostracized. I think people that are cruel to animals should be outed and ostracized for what they've done to their poor, defenseless, creatures that they...
Because there are always unintended consequences to passing a bunch of laws against animal cruelty, because then it always seems to morph into something much bigger and more egregious down the road. Somebody ends up getting caught in the net of this law that shouldn't be. So, yes, I think we all agree that cruelty to animals is stupid, and I know that a lot of people online talk about this stuff all the time. The real question is, do you want to use the guns of the state to prevent it, and if that's effective or not?
Melissa, thank you for the call. Good hearing from you. Welcome to the show. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I think I'll go post over at the question club here and say hello to them. So thanks to everybody who's joining the show tonight.
You are a BBS nerd, that's for sure.
Yeah, total internet geek. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I like to welcome new listeners to the show. It's obvious they're coming from one place. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Show, bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including the bulletin board system. So for those of you listening over at the Question Club, you might be interested in our BBS, though there's some nasty trolls over there. I mean it.
I don't think
I'm
they
serious.
Can handle it.
They're nasty. BBS.freetalklive.com is where you can go with over 450,000 posts, lots to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff, and full of trolls.
Except not us, though. We're like golden retrievers.
Right. Yeah. Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create your will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents, all the common legal documents, most of the things you need at LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231 as we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Ladies first, we go to Jennifer in Connecticut. Jennifer, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, what's up?
Hey, Jennifer, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Well, there has been a general assessment made about me that I am possibly a sociopath, so I was wondering if you guys were going to come to the same conclusion at some point.
Well, I can't imagine that anybody can come to that conclusion within a few minutes, but let's give it a shot.
No, but you'd be surprised. I mean, a few questions, you never know.
All right, so what evidence do you want to present that would lead someone to believe that you could be a sociopath?
You know, I haven't the slightest idea. That's a big reasoning behind that. I personally think that I'm not a sociopath.
Do you?
And I don't see any of my behaviors being sociopathic.
Have you killed animals?
When I was little, I used to kill bugs. I used to take off the heads of beetles. For fun. I've de-legged some centipedes in my past.
How old?
I want to say maybe 13, 12-ish.
Okay. And so you haven't killed any mammals or birds?
No, not purposefully.
Frogs?
Frogs, no. Well, in science class, of course. But
did you attend
any... kill it, did you?
You just cut it up.
Oh, yeah, I cut it up. Same thing, kind of.
Well,
did you attend any support groups to stop this behavior?
Well, of course not.
Kids do that stuff. Wayne, come on. Yeah, everybody does that.
I have to say that serial killers generally kill animals in their youth.
Did you just say killers?
I say serial killers.
Oh, okay.
And sociopaths is, you know, kind of wrapped up in that serial killer thing. Those are the dangerous sociopaths. But you don't know why it is that people call
them
sociopaths.
Well, I don't think I'm dangerous. That's not what I'm saying here.
Well, it starts with killing bugs, but then what did you graduate to after bugs?
Well, no, it stops with the bugs. I mean, like I said, I don't think that I'm a sociopath, so...
Okay, well, we have no reason to believe that you're a sociopath, because we don't really know that much about you. I mean, do you enjoy seeing people suffer? Do you enjoy inflicting pain?
Well, sometimes. It really depends. I mean, I don't enjoy seeing people suffer. It's more that I don't really care if people suffer, if that makes sense.
What about movies? Have you cried at any movies ever?
The Green Mile. Holy shit, that was the saddest movie
ever.
I'm
going to lose, unfortunately. And
sorry.
I understand, you know, people get excited about the movies they like, and you get passionate. But unfortunately, we are on, you know, a couple dozen radio stations, and we do need to keep make sure we protect their licenses. So if you don't say that word, which, of course, if you were listening on the Internet, you probably got to hear, but if you're listening on the radio, you don't. If you don't say the S word, the F word, the C word, and the other C word, you're pretty much good to go. That's a general ground rules as far as talking on a radio show. Just an FYI. So if you messed up, you can call back tomorrow night and try again. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue taking your phone calls and talk to, I believe we have I-Maria or E-Maria in Canada. How do we pronounce that one?
Hi there. It's actually Amaria.
Amaria. Okay.
Yes.
I figured you were a female, but
no.
It comes up more than once. I'm actually the moderator of the Question Club.
Welcome. That's a
busy forum.
I'm looking at one of the threads on there, and within the 10 minutes that we did the last segment, there were something like 7 full pages of comments posted. A lot of people go there, huh?
The one that's that we're talking about you right now, it's currently over 1,000 comments. So,
how short of a period,
is that epic?
Yeah, how short of a period of time were those 1,000 comments generated?
Let's see. Well, a little more than an hour.
Wait. Was it Imaria or Imaria? I'm sorry.
Imaria.
Imaria. Got it.
Yes. But wanted to call in specifically to invite anyone listening, especially yourself, as a member to the Question Club.
You know what? I spent the whole last segment trying to log in, and I got this clunky OpenID thing, which is, for those that don't know, and I'm sure, Mark, you don't know about this, but you probably do. There's this OpenID thing that different websites across the Internet have decided to sign on to. And so you sign up for an OpenID through one of the OpenID providers. Once you have that OpenID, you can then use that ID to log in to these various different websites. So basically the idea is this OpenID will save you from having to create new accounts on all of the websites that use the OpenID. Mark, are you paying attention to what I'm saying? You're looking.
I do.
At your
like it's you know, you can use it for all the websites.
It's a single sign-on type user ID.
Right. So I went. I had to go dig up my OpenID URL for the login to log into the Question Club because I wasn't sure if I had a LiveJournal login. So I finally got logged into the OpenID thing, and then when I tried posting a comment, it said that I needed to have a LiveJournal login. So I'm in the process of attempting to do this, but it's been a little more difficult than I expected.
Not a problem at all. As soon as you got that set up, we're all ready to introduce you.
We're probably going to crash your site.
Have faith. We've put up with a lot of crazy stuff in the past before.
Why would he crash his site?
So many people.
What, from this show?
Yes.
They've got more people on their it sounds to me like they've got more people on their forum than we've got on ours.
Well, on the forum, but there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah, they
just,
I don't know about
we just
that.
Had 5 girls
full,
in a row call
full of
in.
Yourself, Mark.
What?
You're full of yourself.
Absolutely.
Our
true.
Listeners are not going to crash their website.
We've got about 15,000 people right now as members.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure we can welcome everyone that you can introduce to us. We should be okay.
Mark doesn't know anything about the internet, so you know.
Oh, poor Mark. Yeah. You can come in and ask us about it.
And it is the Question Club, Mark.
I'm all right.
So, Imaria, what else is on your mind tonight besides a nice invitation? You have anything else you want to talk to us about?
Just a few different things that we've got on the Question Club. Some of the ideas that I thought I'd throw at you. Some of the stuff that's come up in the past as big topics. One interesting one, breastfeeding in public.
Some
people have had serious problems with it, and other people just don't care.
Love it.
I'm of the opinion that it's a bodily function that can be done in public, and the women that choose to do it generally can do it in a very discreet fashion. I know my wife.
I don't care if they whip one out and do it in a non-discreet fashion.
I'm of the opinion that they might as well pee in the corner if you're doing
now
this.
Now that's dirty though. Peeing in the corner is going to make a mess, whereas breastfeeding is not going.
I think it's vulgar. I think it's jamming it down. It's vulgar. It's jamming it down people's throats.
What is vulgar about a breast
what
and
would
a baby?
What would be vulgar about me pulling out my unit and wagging it in front of somebody?
You're not feeding anybody, though, with it.
The women that are doing it are using it as an opportunity to sort of do some kind of nudist activism, and I don't think that people want to see that.
What's wrong with nudity?
Yeah, what's wrong with
nudity? I don't have a problem with nudity, however,
I don't think
it should be jammed down people's throats.
Jamming, wait, sitting on a park bench, pulling your breast out, and feeding your baby is not jamming anything down anyone's throat. So
how
you don't
close
like
could
it,
I, how close could I wag my unit in your face and it not be, vulgar?
Sorry, Mario, what was your question?
Well, technically, it's putting something down someone's throat, but it's you're feeding the baby, though. It's not like you're running around trying to pass it off to people.
Right.
Hey, would you like
that's not my that's not my point, Amaria. My point is that women can breastfeed in public, and they can do it discreetly if they so choose. However, the women that choose not to are doing a certain sort of activism. Would you agree?
Well, if the baby's hungry, I don't think that's necessarily activism.
Choose to breastfeed in public can do so discreetly. Have you seen this happen?
But some people get uppity about them doing it discreetly, Mark.
Absolutely true.
I'm
of the opinion that you should be able to do it discreetly.
Here's what would solve this problem. No more public property. All property owned privately. Private owners can decide what goes on. Wayne and I, we're going to allow breastfeeding on our property. And Mark, you can be an uppity stick in the mud.
On my property, they can do it.
And Maria, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I wish we had more time for you, but a whole bunch of people have called in here tonight. A lot of people want to participate in this edition of Free Talk Live, and we love it. That's the way the show's supposed to be. You call in about anything, whether it's breastfeeding or whatever. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And so many ladies, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45 .com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A+ rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you know, Mark, since we've got this huge influx of lady listeners here tonight coming over from the Question Club over at LiveJournal, want to certainly send this invitation out. So far, no one has taken us up on the new offer of video validation. Now, for those of you that are just listening to the show for the first time tonight, as I explained earlier, talk radio in general is thought of as being kind of a man's medium. Men have always listened to talk radio more than women as far as the statistics and the demographics. Yeah, I wish it weren't that way. And so Free Talk Live is a show that's a little bit different from your average talk show. In fact, I think Julia will be joining us as a co-host coming up on Friday night. So we'll actually have a lady voice behind one of the microphones here in the studio. But so it's always been that way in talk radio. We try to encourage female participation in this show by having our ladies come first phone policy and also having the Shrine of Female Listeners. The point of that is to show off the fact that this show does have lady listeners. Because, again, most people in the industry that we're in think that it's a man's medium. So we want to prove that misconception wrong by literally posting your photo or video on the website. But so far, no one has taken us up on the video offer. So go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can take a look at the requirements that you need to follow in order to get on the Shrine. Basically, you have to validate yourself and prove that it's actually you in the picture slash video by referencing Free Talk Live in some way. And if you go to the Shrine, you'll see exactly what I mean. Shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue talking to you about whatever you want, to the Amp Line, we go to Holly in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Holly.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to comment on Mark's stance on breastfeeding.
Yes.
I am a breastfeeding mom. In fact, I'm breastfeeding right now as I talk to y'all.
Oh, as is my wife.
Oh, good.
Any sound effects for us?
I just wanted to know what Mark's... I guess what his issue is with, what if you see somebody breastfeeding in a restaurant and you happen to see, you know, some amount of breast? What is acceptable and what's flamboyant in your
opinion.
Well, and thanks for asking, because this really does help sort of clear up the picture. I'm of the opinion that if somebody slips, in the same way that if somebody has a button shirt and you see a portion of a just the skin portion of a breast, that nothing untoward has occurred. However, to me, it is the flamboyantness. It is the intentional, how intentional is one being? It's the activism. It's the deciding that.
How many are there are activists in your opinion, Mark? How many breastfeeding moms?
Not many.
Moms
I haven't
activists?
Seen too many. When it has happened one time to me, I became uncomfortable when a woman whipped her.
Why
boot
are
out.
You? Is it because you were raised in some sort of Puritan household? Why are you uncomfortable about a breast?
I don't know. Why?
It's
why
a memory.
Why does she feel the need to whip it out in front of me?
She has to feed her baby.
No, she could do it just as easily and be discreet.
Holly, your thoughts?
Well, I'm a breastfeeding mom for the third time, and I found after three babies that sometimes it can be very hard to be discreet, and you just kind of have to go with it if they're screaming, and you have to get it in their mouth and breastfeed, and unfortunately sometimes people might see something. I guess I can understand what Mark is saying with being an activist about it, but I actually never have really met any moms who, are just out there about it, like, I'm breastfeeding and you will watch it.
Yeah, they're just trying to feed their baby. It's not like they're walking up. I mean, Mark,
that is not my concern.
Yeah,
Ian.
But then you went to the point of, well, what if I whip my unit out and put it up in your face and swing it around? That's not not what's happening with women that are breastfeeding their babies.
I asked you how close am I allowed to get without infringing
on
your space.
But none of them are getting close to you, Mark. They're sitting on a bench or sitting in a booth at a restaurant.
So I get up and walk away.
Hey, Mark, I have another question
yes,
for
ma'am.
You. If you are feeling uncomfortable or you're feeling like you're saying way too much, that is it necessary? What would you do about that?
Get up and walk away.
Okay, you wouldn't say something to the mother?
It depends on how flamboyant she was. If I felt in some way that she was being just so overt that I felt the need to say something, I would. However, what I would do is just walk away.
You know, I used to feel
in the
that
same way
too.
That I would walk away from somebody who farted out loud in public.
But, I used to kind of feel uncomfortable that way, too. Then I just got honest with myself and realized that I was just jealous of the baby and I wanted to be there instead.
You know, Mark, you're just so rude. I mean, we lost Holly. If somebody rips one out in public, you're going to walk away from them?
Yep.
I mean, what if they were in a conversation with you?
Well, Ian, the way that you rip them is rude, man. I'm just sorry. That's the way it is.
Okay, so what you're saying is
when we're at the talk radio seminars, I've told you on multiple occasions, please close your mouth when you chew. Now I don't tell you that when you're in your home chewing your food and going, but when we're at out there with other people, I say, hey, remember, close your mouth when you chew this time. And that's just because there's a certain way to comport oneself in public.
I don't ever remember you telling me that.
I've told you twice. You looked at me one time like, why would you tell me that? Because you chew your cud like a horse.
You're a Puritan. Like, I understand, Mark, what you're saying here about, I understand what you're saying about there being certain societal norms and all of that. But I think most of them are a bunch of crap, personally. I think they're a bunch of silly nonsense. And you're, a lot of it's based on Puritanism, like what we're talking about here with the breast issue. And look, people belch, people fart, they need to feed their babies. It's the real world. Okay?
Also, I'd like to make the point that if somebody, belches or farts and then says, excuse me afterwards, it's just a mistake and there would be no ostracism for me at all.
1-800-259-9231. We continue. Mo is on the line in California. Mo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Mo, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, first of all, I just want to say that it's really unfair for you guys to judge someone based on their voice. I'm actually male to female pre-operation, so
you're
I don't really like
claiming to
being
be a male who's changing into a female?
Yes.
I doubt it.
Not claiming to be.
I see. Well, if you'd like, we can put you back on hold and make you wait until we take all the female
calls
first.
No, I actually have a real question.
Okay.
So I am trying to start a libertarian club on my campus, but my campus is they're very stuck in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
And this
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
Yeah.
In West Philadelphia, born
DJ,
and raised,
Jazzy
I'll
Jeff
was where
and
I spent most
prince.
Of my days,
so
chilling out,
awesome.
Acting, relaxing, all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school, when a couple of guys who are up
I'm
to no good started making trouble
Rick
in my
Roll
neighborhood.
Yeah.
I got
I mean,
in one little fight.
What's,
my
what's
mom
going
got
on
scared.
These
she said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle
She's
in Bel Air.
She's just to see how much you can get through of it before we hang up on her.
I'll let her go.
She's still there, though. You still there, Mo? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. DJ Jazzy Jeff, 80s rap sensation.
I don't think
the
Jazzy Jeff was in on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Fresh
yes.
Prince of Bel-Air, yeah, but I think that they broke up at some
you don't
point.
Think they were, do you think they broke up by that point? I don't know. I feel like he was back in the background scratching the records. What do I know, though?
Wow.
It's been a long time. All right, we continue here and talk to Mary is on the line with us in Tennessee. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Mary, going once. Mary.
Is Tennessee. This me?
You are on the air. What's on your mind?
It's Ariel.
Ariel. Boy, they got that one wrong. Sometimes they, sometimes when they think they know what it is, they don't ask people to spell it, and then they totally blow it, the board offs. But they're good guys, and they try their best.
It's a little off, but okay. Should I talk now?
You are on the air, Ariel. Go for it.
Okay. I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on families like the Duggars and other quiverful families who don't believe in birth control and think that it's their Christian duty to have as many kids as possible.
Is the Duggar are the Duggars the ones with like 17 kids?
Yeah. Oh, 18 now.
18? Yeah, it's like every 3 months they get a new kid.
Their oldest one just got married and they're expecting two and they're like 20.
So your question is, how do we feel about them just pumping out the kids?
Yeah.
I think in a free country that free people should be able to have as many kids as they want, as long as they don't use public funds in order to have those
and
children.
And they do not. The Duggars do not use public funds.
I can't imagine how they pay for all those kids without them. But, and you know, I mean, it's kind of, you know, he has to be making some really good
money. They are not in debt.
They are not what?
They are not in debt. They say they are not in debt at all. They are completely...
Right, the dad is. I saw a TV special about these guys a couple of years ago when they had 15 or 16 kids, and they are very religious, devoted people, and they live out on their family farm, and they've built their house themselves with their kids, and very self-sufficient individuals with an entrepreneurial mindset. You know, he owns his own business, or they own their own business. I'm not sure as to the exact details, but as far as they're concerned, and I'm going to hold you through here in a moment, Ariel. We're going to bring you back. We'll continue this discussion if you'll hang on through the news. Hour three is coming up. 800-259-9231 more, hopefully, with Ariel. We'll talk about having kids, birth control. I myself am a huge fan of birth control. I had myself snipped at age 23. That's right, I have a vasectomy. I got it at that age. More coming up here. Hour three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.